Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to help you to audit your own offer, audit your own setup and marketing to understand why your course is not making the sales you may be expecting. So if you already have an offer, maybe a course or anything similar along these lines, but it's not making the expected sales, let's do this audit together. And if you do want to have personalized 101 done for you audit instead or along with this, make sure to explore the link in description where I have shared more information about that as well. I do provide audits where I provide you in-depth insights and suggestions for improving both your courses as well as setup and marketing plans. So there are several different aspects we have to look at if you have a product but it's not making the sales. And that is first of all the product itself, but also the marketing. Honestly, like in most cases, marketing is the one that is the real problem versus the course they offer itself, right? But let's start it from the beginning. And the first question to consider is all about your offer. Is the positioning of your offer clear? Do you solve a clear problem and does it have a clear purpose? Is your offer, your course or your program, is it vague? Is it just something that seems to be covering everything without really providing a specific support? You want to make sure that whatever it is that you're offering, you have a clear problem that you are solving. You're talking specifically to an audience that does need this type of support, right? And this is one of the most common problems when it comes specifically to course-related issues, is that you have a course, but you have just thrown in everything you know. And therefore, yes, it's a lot of information, it's valuable information, but you're not really reaching anyone. Unless there's a clear goal, unless there's a clear purpose, it will be very hard to make those sales happen. So this is definitely the first thing to consider. Now, when it comes to the offer itself, you also want to make sure that it's not too overwhelming, that it has a clear structure, and whoever is looking at the offer, for example, on your landing page, you have information about what is included, like the modules, the lessons. You don't need to have hundreds of lessons, okay? This is also one of those things where we think that more is better, but in reality, especially when it comes to courses, we all have limited time, right? We don't have all the time in the world to learn all these new tips and tricks. What we need to know is how to get to our goal. That's why you want to be creating a product that is specific and the content within this product is focused. You want to make sure that your curriculum actually makes sense for your ideal audience. So you might also be circling back to that starting point and thinking about your ideal audience. Who are they? And are you actually speaking to them through your product? If you have a product that is a bit of a hot mess and you have a lot of different lessons, maybe they're very long, very in-depth, you have like many different modules, what you could consider is actually separating what you have into several different products. And at the end of the day, you can still sell it as a bundle. So for those who will want to learn everything, you can still provide them that option. But day to day, you would then focus on selling these products one by one. Another alternative here is to consider the membership module where you can actually reveal this content over time. If there's more content, revealing it over time gives your audience to actually go through everything. Because seeing a ton of content is very, very overwhelming, and while it might seem exciting to begin with, later down the line when you actually sit down and you have to watch everything, it can just take too much time without real purpose. So these are specific questions to consider for your offer itself. And now we're gonna move on more to that marketing side, specifically starting with the landing page. Landing page is another tripping point, and one of the first things we want to think about, you will want to look at the analytics. What you want to do is see if your page is getting enough views. If you have like 5 people per month looking at your sales page, it doesn't give you any information about your product. It doesn't mean that your product is bad. It does mean that you haven't done good enough work on the landing page. It really doesn't give you any information. Even if it's like 100 people looking at your page, it's still such a small number that percentage-wise, there just might not be that ideal audience within these 100 people, right? So your core goal here will be to focus on how you can talk more about your product, and we will get into that shortly as well. But if there's not enough people looking at your page, that will be the first problem to solve. Yes, through this audit, you also want to make sure that every other point is aligned. But if you feel like everything else is perfectly fine, but still nobody is buying, you want to make sure that you have those people coming into your page. They see the offer, they read about it, they actually have that opportunity to buy. If nobody is looking at your page, you're not talking about your offer enough. So now let's talk about the landing or sales page itself. So you want to make sure that your sales page is providing the information. And this is one of those things where we often build pages based on our own preference. For example, I don't love long pages, so I will usually keep mine shorter. At the same time, some people will need that information. They want to read in detail what this course is about, who is it for, who is it not for. They need this information to make the buying decision. And if you're keeping your sales page short or there really isn't much information to work with at all, then you're definitely missing out on people who might be interested, but they just don't get enough of that reassurance that yes, this is for them. So I would definitely take a look at your sales page, make sure that you are answering all the key questions. You can throw it into ChatGPT and ask it to improve it for you, or like ask it what are the missing parts, and you can definitely get some ideas to work with. You always want to actually give them some insight in what it is that they can expect out of the content, right? Along with that, you can always optimize it with some mockups. You want to provide some insights in how the content actually looks like, especially if it's a bit more high-end product, like it's not low ticket per se. You want to give them insight in exactly what they're gonna get on the other side. You can do a walkthrough video. You can do a talking head video where you actually talk about that offer yourself. You want to make sure that whoever sees this page, they get the confidence they need to make that product, especially if they don't know you just yet, and this might be coming from somewhat a cold sale. You want to make sure that you are providing that information, because honestly, this is one of the simplest things you can do to actually sell your product, right? First of all, make sure that there's enough information on the sales page, that you are providing all the angles and all the insights and give the information your audience needs. Along with that, you want to make sure that your landing pages are optimized. You want to make sure that the mobile view is working, that everything looks good, that everything is set up in a way that everything is clickable, all the buttons are working. I can't even begin to talk about how many times I have clicked on buttons and they're leading nowhere. Even myself, I have reviewed my sales pages, I have tested everything, and I have still missed a button. Or I have made some changes in the checkout, the links have changed, and now they're leading to the wrong link, right? You always want to make sure, you always want to revisit your own pages and make sure that everything is working and everything looks nice. And again, this is one of the things I also offer in my audits. If you're not as confident about the setup you have created yourself, I'll be happy to take a look for you and actually spot where and what you can improve. Now, taking a step back from your specific sales page, we also want to be thinking about your overall funnel. So you want to be thinking about how this offer is aligned with everything else that you are providing. How is it aligned with the free information you're giving online, your social media, whatever you're posting, wherever you are? Is it actually aligned with this offer? So those who follow you, for example, on Instagram for the content that you are posting, will they be interested in this product? Do you have those funnels set up where they can first of all check out some free offer or get some low ticket offer, and then they can get this next level product? Not everyone will need to go through this whole experience, but some will, and you want to make sure that you have it set up. Not having funnels, not really embracing that user experience is definitely one of the things that gets overlooked a lot. And if you are in the same boat and you just have a course and you don't really think about email marketing, you don't really think about the freebies, low ticket offers, like you're just selling this one course, you do need to think about that overall customer experience, the user experience, and how you can improve it, how you can optimize it so they first of all learn more about you and what you know, they can take the first steps easily, and then they have the chance to buy whenever they're ready. And related to funnels, we of course also want to be thinking about writing regular emails. Are you actually talking about your product? Are you showing up for your product? And email marketing is one of the best ways to do that. If you don't have a mailing list just yet, you want to be getting started. Even though you already have a product, you still want to start that list, and then you can incorporate the sales within your emails. You can talk about that product. You don't need to do it like all the time, obviously, but you can talk about related topics and reference the product. You can provide special offers for your mailing list. You can provide discount codes for those who join for your freebie. They also get a code for joining your course, right? Of course, growing a mailing list and sending emails and actually building that trust within a mailing list will not be a quick fix. It's not really something you can start today and like within a month, it's working perfectly, right? You will need to give it time, but it's important for the long run that you actually get started, because then later down the line, you just have so many more opportunities to sell more easily and sell more passively as well, because you have actually set up that system. In talking about selling, another important aspect is to actually consider whether or not you're selling enough. I have worked with so many clients who come to me with courses that don't make any sales, and they don't actually sell them. They barely talk about them. And if you don't show up for your product, you don't talk about them on Instagram, you don't talk about them on Threads, maybe you have LinkedIn, maybe you have Facebook, whatever it is that you have where you're connecting with your audience, you have to talk about your product, okay? No, it doesn't mean that you have to be showing up every single day just selling, selling, selling. No, but you can always tie these products into value that you can give, right? You can always give tips and tricks. For example, create reels where you're giving tips and tricks, like a specific, one tip for getting to a specific goal, or one overlooked thing for getting to a specific goal. And at the end of it, you're mentioning your product. If you want to learn more, you can join this product. It has to be a regular thing. And I do talk more in one of the recent episodes, I do talk more about selling without social media. So if that's the path you would prefer to go, I would still say you have to be established on social media first, and then you can go that more passive route. But if you feel like you definitely want to explore that, make sure to listen to it. I'm giving you some ideas there how to sell without that consistent social media presence. But if you are struggling to make sales, you have to be ready to show up, okay? Showing up is important for actually generating that income. So even though your offer might be fine, your landing page is great, everything is aligned, you know who is your audience, you know how to sell, unless you are showing up, unless you're building trust with your audience, unless they hear about that product, they will not buy. It's simple like that. It's really all that simple. And yes, while marketing not always is the problem, in most cases it is, if not all the problem, then it's like half of the problem. So you want to make sure that you review that along with the product and the offer, the setup as well. There's definitely a lot that can be done if your course is not making sales. And if you do want to get some of that one-on-one support, you can definitely check out the link in description, and I'll be happy to chat with you more. Now, that will be it for this episode. I hope I inspired you to really take an honest look at things you have created, how you have built them and how they're working and where you can improve. Because even if it's working all right, there still probably is some room for improvement, right? So you can definitely check it out and consider where you might do just that. If you have any comments or suggestions, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. That will be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.